Thank you for joining us today to listen to our most recent blog by Hannah Hunk Fishburn. It is entitled, Tired But Thankful, Why Gratitude Reminds Us We Have the Best Job. Let's get started. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I cannot read this verse without hearing the sound of a children's choir. I remember learning this song in multiple languages as a child. I think there is a reason that it has stayed with me for all of these years. The muscle memory of thanking God every day is one of the most valuable gifts from my childhood in church. Certainly, people who come to faith later in life can still learn the attitude of gratitude and the practice of thanksgiving. For all of us, the effort to make this a continual practice is one way we can worship God and hold valuable perspective on the important parts of life. As we enter into the month of November, the porches in my neighborhood are a comical mix of tropical flowers still blooming, fall decorations, and those who decorate November 1st for Christmas. I take no issue with any of it, for it all speaks life and joy in its own way. Decorating for Christmas before November 28th doesn't mean we're skipping Thanksgiving, but it can start to feel that way when retailers scream at us to buy, shopping lists begin to grow, and our calendars start to fill. More every year, I cherish the Thanksgiving holiday and the practice of togetherness and gratitude. Even if our trees are up and our carols are playing, we must still immerse ourselves in the thoughts of gratitude for everything the Lord has done for us. So how does this apply to teaching? Well, this time of year, it can be difficult to add to our job top things I thank God for every day. Perhaps it's the chillier weather or daylight savings time. Maybe it's just the slump of October squished between the novelty of the beginning of the year and the celebrations of the holidays. Something this week has made it really, really difficult for me to climb out of bed when that alarm sounds. I've not felt the regular early morning fatigue. Rather, I've been overwhelmed with a feeling of deep grogginess, as if I were Velcroed to the bed. I always tell myself to be kind to your future you, which is a fancy way to say plan ahead so you aren't mad at yourself later. Not hitting the snooze button is one of the ways in which I am pretty consistently kind to my future self. I'm the one who hates to rush, who really hates to run late, and who gets road rage if she's running late and the traffic is bad. However, something forceful has kept me in bed after the alarm sounded, despite the urgency I felt to get moving. The truth is my mind, body, and soul are weary. Work has had time to pile up, and boy has it, my task list is giving me recurring nightmares, usually of the drowning kind. I'm still grieving the yearly loss of students I dearly loved who moved on. I'm scrambling to get to know the new batch of students, their interests, their communication styles, and their unique needs and quirks. And in addition, I have my own life to juggle. I have three of my own children who I need to guide through their development of identity, relationships, character, and abilities. So there's plenty to cause stress, but there's also so much to give praise for. One of my principals from early in my career used to say in meetings, "We have the best job." The way he said it, it was clear that he meant it. He devoted his life to education, and he genuinely loved it. He had his rough days like anyone, but his enthusiasm and dedication were evident. It was obvious that his perspective was a huge part of maintaining that energy and attitude. We have the best job. We get to witness students learning, growing, maturing, connecting, and serving one another. We feel the weight of our job, but we also get to leave every day knowing that what we do matters. Our efforts are not in vain, and they are not lost on the next generations. We get to interact with some of the best colleagues in the world, other dedicated, caring adults who love learning and love students. We get to be plugged into communities in a meaningful, missional way. We get to develop relationships and collaborative partnerships with families, nonprofits, churches, and more. We get to see the best side of humans. Sometimes we even get to go to parties during work days. This is a little tongue-in-cheek, as most of us would agree that party days are perhaps a little more chaotic. So, what do we do when it's hard to be thankful for our role as educators? Number one, choose the company you keep wisely. I don't personally condone shunning anyone, but realize the effect that your peers have on you and adjust your time accordingly. The teachers that sit in the lounge complaining, talking about how many years they have left as if it's a prison sentence instead of a career, are ones that'll get to you. But so will the ones who encourage you and say things like, "We have the best job." Two, keep a folder or a box of encouragement. Hang on to cards, thank yous, nice messages, silly certificates you get from students, and pictures of celebrations and graduations. On bad days, flipping through these will give you so much joy and much important perspective. And three, pray. Pray for hope, energy, wisdom, safety, and opportunities to show love. The Bible tells us when we trust in God, He will give us a confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13 says, "I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit." And number four, remember that education is both a career and a calling. You are uniquely equipped for this. Just as your professional training is crucial to your craft, your continued trust in God is crucial to maintain the disposition and character for the job of a Christian educator. Proverbs 3:5-6 tells us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take." This November, my hope is that you will make a practice of gratitude that brings you a great amount of joy in your job and beyond. I really believe that we have the best job, and students will benefit greatly from our belief in that too. Happy Thanksgiving.